stories of the last wolf, who is said to have been dispatched by a Donald McQueen of Pollochick in the Streams in 1743. In an essay, human ecologist and thinker Alistair MacIntosh writes, "In 1743, the last wild wolf in Scotland was shot by a hunter named McQueen on the territory of my own tribal clan, MacIntosh, in the upper reaches of the Fintorn River. 3 years later, and in the same region, just south of Inverness, the last battle to be fought on British soil, Culloden, put an end to the old culture of the Scottish Highlands. This marked the onset of the Highland clearances, whereby some 500,000 people were forced off their land to make way for sheep and blood sports."
Here the last wolf serves as a parable of a place depleted of people and biodiversity. Alistair MacIntosh makes the point that cultural loss is ecological loss. So it goes, perhaps culture and creativity can be a means to resist and to advocate for what Robin Wall Kimmerer calls the circle of ecological compassion. In that spirit, here is a slow air written by a local boy, Lachlan, on hearing the story of the last wolf and minding the wolf instead of his dispatcher, walking by the river in the snow.